Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey, and we have another top show coming up with Vince Ferragamo waiting in the wings. And I'm getting a little bit hungry, though, right now, and Thanksgiving's around the corner. I'm looking forward to that turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and cranberry sauce and leftovers. And how about you guys? What are you going to do?
Absolutely. Yes. A quick question, though. Do you do Thanksgiving at normal dinner time, or do you do it earlier in the afternoon?
I would say that probably a little early, maybe.
Oh, so jealous.
4 or 5 o'clock, maybe.
Okay. What about you producer depending? Corey?
I do it a little earlier. And you have your two questions. What's your second Thanksgiving question? I know it's burning inside.
What's the question?
All he right. does. He knows. I know he always has two for Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's the first one. The second one is, all right, this is a niche question, but do you have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving?
It can be arranged.
Do you mac and cheese at Thanksgiving?
I like mac and cheese. I mean, I could eat mac and cheese pretty much any time. I could eat pasta probably at any point in time. I could eat dessert first. You know, pumpkin pie could be at the top of my list.
Really?
On Thursday. Oh, yeah. I don't mind eating dessert first.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt my appetite. Absolutely none. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you? Can you eat dessert before?
Oh, I can eat dessert anytime.
That's what I thought.
We should give a special shout out to Mrs. Brano, who provided some delicious banana bread. And we went to save some for you, Ron, but it got
all. We'll bring some in for you.
You mean
next
I got
week.
Here too late is the question?
I mean,
the
a day too late.
Yeah, he's just missed it.
And there was a big pan, but it did not last long.
But you know who could buy a lot of banana bread is Juan Soto, because he is the hot free agent right now. He's expected to get a big contract, and apparently he's supposed to meet with the Dodgers soon.
Well, I guess there's going to be some more deferred payments if they sign him. And there's another guy from Japan that's lurking in the wings
that
is on the international market. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they'll be able to afford him the same way, but – who knows what's going to happen? I certainly don't. It's not in the metrics that I'm reading.
We know you love those metrics.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we do. Since we're talking a little bit about baseball, we have two new Cy Young Award winners. Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarek Skubal are the new winners of the Cy Young Awards in the American and National League. So we are going to be switching over and talking to Vince Ferragamo here and about professional football. And we're going to be right back after this message. And once again, it is now time to move on over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. Brad, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I figured we'd swing back a little bit and kind of talk about your 49ers. Isn't that your favorite team? And aren't they struggling a bit?
Most certainly are on all categories. Yes, injuries, non-performance, losing games like last week in the last 12 seconds of the game. It's got my attention.
Yeah. Well, they certainly were expected to do a little bit better this season.
Well, they were in the Super Bowl last year, and if you remember watching the Super Bowl, it came down to the last play of the game, and so that was rather disappointing too. But they do have a hangover, and it seems like many different areas of how the team performs has been affected by it all. So, yeah, it's a joint effort, even with morale.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned Hangover, and Nick, my son, and I were watching Hangover 1 and 2 this weekend. And what's funny is the expectation of the bachelor party and the realization of what the hell can go wrong was pretty funny. I mean, I'm sure you've seen those movies. And it kind of is interesting that markets in the economy are very similar. There's kind of expectations, and then there's realizations. There's also the Fed in terms of their best planning, and they're really, really working hard to try and orchestrate what we'll call a soft landing. And it's interesting just to note that even the best planning, you know, oftentimes just whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And you have to be ready for that. And what I it just brings me back kind of a little bit to what investors need to do at the end of the year is to look at their portfolios, their investments, look at things that can impact or change their tax position. There is tax planning things that need to be done at the end of the year. You should make sure you take a look at that and kind of look through things and kind of get ready for the next season, if you will. In any case, if anybody wants a second opinion and they want to earn one of these signed autographed baseballs by you, Ron, they can give us a call at 888-908-4BFF. That's again, 888-908-4BFF. And I'm happy to give them a second opinion or to give them some tax strategies or different ideas that could change the end of their season here for 2024. With that, that's back to you, Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Brad, so much. And let's all hope that everybody gets their financial situations in order before the end of the year. Thanks so much, Brad.
Yep. Take care.
They still call me the Penguin.
Welcome back, everyone, to We'll See About That. Ron Say here again with Mike Gary and Vince Ferragamo. Our guest today will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com. And we're welcoming back a guest that we had on about a year ago. You all know that he's from Southern California, went to Banning High School, went on and did his collegiate work at Berkeley, and then over at Nebraska. Sorry about that Nebraska game last week, Vinny, but against USC. But and then had a great career with the Rams, and of course spent some time in the Canadian Football League. You know pretty much his history, Vince. Welcome back, and how are things going with you?
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be on the show. I mean, things are going pretty well. You know, both Jackie Slater and I are doing On Point Live, our broadcast, as well as you are, and we're happy to be back involved in the sports connection in Southern California. But, you know, my history with you goes back watching you on TV, and when I was growing up, I mean, I loved watching Ron Say, okay, the Penguin, and then Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, Steve Garvey, you know, and then the great pitchers you guys had, the great teams, the World Series run you guys had. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I came from Southern California, Ron, you know, and so I grew up in Wilmington and was born in Torrance. And I remember back when John Roseboro and Juan Marichal went at it.
Oh, boy.
Way back when you know, when they were pitching, when Sandy Koufax was pitching, and these are the days I remember. And I mean, I've always been a longtime Dodger fan, so I'm a big fan of yours, obviously.
Well, thank you
so
much.
And a big fan of the Dodgers as well.
You know, it reminds me of the John Roseboro thing. It was such a big thing in our history and tradition. You know, all the players that came into being part of the Dodger organization were from day one led to believe that you needed to hate the guys that played for the Giants. And it didn't necessarily have to turn out that way, but this incident with Roseboro and Marichal was quite a thing. And the irony of that is that back in 1975, we had an opportunity to pick up Juan Marichal as a Dodger. And for a short period of time, Juan joined us. And he is a terrific guy. And he was a terrific pitcher, Hall of Famer. But that one incident really, really was unfortunate for both sides.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens in rivalry games, you know. I mean, it's so the battles are so heated that one little instrument or something could happen during a game, and then it just everything would blow right up, and so everybody plays to the fullest extent, which makes the game entertaining, you know. I mean, I just to look forward to those games and watch that competition. Same with in the NFL with the Rams and the 49ers.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
LA San Francisco rivalry is very much heated. So,
you know, it's fun to watch. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I obviously, you know, times have changed so dramatically here. Rule changes. You got nils and portals, transfers in college now. You know, the playoff structure for college football now has 12 teams to be decided. And, you know, there's all kinds of different things that are happening in, you know, in the NFL as well. You know, look what's happening right now in the NFC West, as we spoke. You know, the Rams have seemed to have rebounded after a very poor start. What's your take on where they are at this position in time?
Well, they've won their last 4 out of 5 games, Ron, and that I think that's important because Matt Stafford, in my eyes, had his best game last week in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. So they beat the Patriots. Patriots not a very strong team this year. However, the Rams need every advantage they can get, and that for a young team, they're really starting to come together as a team. Defensively, they're starting to be inspired by, you know, Shula, who's been coaching them as the coordinator. So I think they're catching a little heat and getting that locker room fired up. And, you know, offensively, they've got Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, guys that can go down the field. But, you know, the key in the NFC West this year is different because usually they're one of the front runners in the entire NFC. But right now they're just all playing catch up because they're all pretty much .500 football. Arizona's the surprise in the West this year, I think. With Gannon, Jonathan Gannon's done a great job. Their general manager is really starting to make strides with this team. And I think they're the team to watch out for. The 49ers have been slipping. You mentioned that injury has been problematic with them. And, but you know, since they got back Christian McCaffrey, I think this is a big plus for this team, but you know, you saw last week they got beat by Seattle.
Yeah.
So Seattle came back. Nick Bosa got hurt, and he may be out. He might be hurt for a few more weeks. Who knows? And they just went down the field both times and scored. So you really have to coach. That's where coaching really comes to play, because no team out there is going to play injury free. I mean, everybody's going to have problems. They're going to have injuries. But the best coaches can get the next guy up attitude, and he steps in and does a remarkable job. So they're not doing it. And the Rams this week have to face Philadelphia, and this is not an easy task.
No, that's not, because Philly is peaking, I think, at the right time for them. You know, I think they found a way to turn it around. And then there was a lot of internal stuff going on with their coach, too, I think, trying to win back the fans of the Eagles. But you mentioned the 49ers. You know, last week they lose in the last 12 seconds to the game. It wasn't a good weekend for me. My Washington State Cougars lost in the last 20 seconds of the game when they were playing a team from New Mexico, and all they had to do was run the table against 4 unranked losing record teams and possibly have a shot at this playoff thing. But it doesn't look good there either. But, yeah, you lose Kittle, you use Ayut, you get Christian McCaffrey back for a couple games. I guess Purdy's questionable. Bosa as well. I was kind of hoping that the 49ers could hang in there, but they've got Green Bay and Buffalo coming up, and that's a tall task at this point.
Yeah, these teams that, I mean, within the NFC West, they're going to play each other one more time. So that will be the second half of the season will tell the story. It just depends on which team is going to get rejuvenated and forget the past and move forward. I think that's the key for these teams. But yeah, San Francisco, I think they blew it on special teams this year. They've, you know, that's a real vital part of, even though the kickoffs are controlled, you know, there's field goals, there's extra points, there's 2-point plays, there's onside kicks. There's, you know, punt return. You know, these kind of things, they've really fell asleep, and that's what's hurt them. They blew 17 point leads. They blew 17 point leads to the Rams early in the game.
I know too well.
So, I know come on, too you know, well. It's like, look at the teams that are well built, yeah. that stick together, that are very, very much in control of the situation. The Buffalo Bills come to mind. I mean, they're a great team. They're so unified. The Kansas City Chiefs, even though they lost to them, they will rebound, believe me. And they seem to just pull it off each and every year. But it's the makeup of the team. It's the leadership that comes from top to bottom, and that's what decides the NFL.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and there's plenty to talk about as far as who the better teams and better quarterbacks are in football. Right now, Detroit, I think if you had a power grid, I would think that it would be kind of difficult not to put them at number one right now, simply because Kansas City lost last week. I always like to play the favorite. Give them the benefit of the doubt. They're the two-time defending champions. They were undefeated. I don't think they've played their best football this year. I think they've been on the hook a number of different times, probably should have lost two or three games, but they're still the Kansas City Chiefs, and we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to be discovering more about how we feel about that after we take this break with We'll See About That right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that. We should introduce young producer Corey, CRN's senior NFL correspondent here. And he actually is producing On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, available wherever you find your high-quality content, podcast, be it YouTube. And so, Corey, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
So, Vinny, I wanted to get back talking about Detroit a little bit. I want to get your feelings about that, the kind of year that former Ram quarterback Jared Goff is having. And also, you're probably aware that the new Ram facility is right out here in our backyard in Woodland Hills. Incredible facility they've got going up here. And what are your thoughts?
Well, to answer your first question, Detroit is playing with so much confidence right now. And Jared Goff, since he's come with Campbell, I think this has made a huge difference in the psychology and the mental toughness, physical toughness that he's displaying as a quarterback. Sits in the pocket, never gets rattled, is expecting if I get hit, I'm going to still concentrate on my guy downfield. I'm going to give him the ball or throw it away. One game, he threw for 5 interceptions.
Yes.
One was a desperation play at the end of the half. The next play, he got hit from behind, fumbled. So you know, people were asking me, what happened with Jared Goff? I said, nothing. This is the way it happens. I mean, still physically strong, still staying in the pocket, throwing the ball away. That's what you're supposed to do as a quarterback. Come back, play the next play. Most quarterbacks get in trouble. They start to force the ball in and get it picked. So, I mean, it's a team game. But the way he's playing with the first-round draft picks he's got around him with Amon-Ra St. Brown,
yes,
is one of the toughest receivers in football. I mean, their offensive line, the way their defense is playing, special teams is playing – he's probably the top candidate for the MVP this year in my mind.
I agree.
You can't play as near perfect game as he in multiple games. He's like 25 for 25 at one point in a game and throws for over 80% completion, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, has perfect quarterback rating. What else can you say about the guy? He's playing great, and some Ram fans are thinking back, why did we let him go?
But, yeah, kidding.
That's the way it is. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, and they've got this great new facility, as I mentioned, right here. Yeah. I imagine that's going to create a lot of attention here pretty soon once they get that thing finished.
Yeah, that just shows the kind of leadership that you have, that you want to be the best and you want to have something really proud to hang your hat on. And, you know, the Rams certainly – trying to do everything they can to be at the top of the list. And, you know, this is a real cherished tradition here in Southern California to have the Los Angeles Rams here. And so when they moved to St. Louis, it wasn't the same.
Right.
But we're glad they're back and they're back to stay. So with the new stadium and their new facilities, yeah, it's going to be top notch.
Our friend Corey, our NFL analyst here in the studio today, has a question for you.
No, so okay.
How you doing, Corey?
Doing well. How are you doing, Vince?
Good, good.
Just a couple days in between talking to you, but so who do you think comes out of the West, the NFC West? Do you think it's the Cardinals that stick along, or do you think the Rams, if they pull off the next couple games? I don't see the Seahawks doing anything. They started 3-0 and then have lost many games in between then just because of offensive and defensive line issues, but the 49ers, I think, are on the outs just because of injuries, and their Super Bowl hangover is more than a hangover. It's death.
Yeah,
turning the knife into Ron. Wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's also injuries built upon that, but the sounds coming out of the locker room, the vibes coming out of there, it doesn't seem like anybody's happy playing in the red and the gold for them now.
I think I have to agree with you, Corey, because not only is it a hangover, I think they didn't get any sleep at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they came in with a stupor. I mean, they're just not the same team. However you shake it, it's just not the same team. And, you know, with their injuries, with their fights on the sideline, you know, there's something going on there that's not right. And, you know, when you lose great assistant coaches and offensive and defensive coordinators, they go on now to other teams. They become prominent with other teams. You know, D'Amico Ryans, for one instance, in Houston, what he's meant to that team. brings a lot of his the talented staff with him there, that he's real sharp, intellectual.
Yeah, and solid that to the Jets. That makes a big difference. The solid to the Jets. So they just keep getting ravaged by these teams that want what the culture that the 49ers have. I also think it's like a double hangover because they've lost two really good close Super Bowls. They're just kicking themselves, and they just can't get out of this little slump. And I think if they don't win this next game, I think it's not looking good.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings did it years ago, going to four Super Bowls. Yeah, they didn't win any of them, but they stayed together. You know, maybe it's because their entire coaching staff stayed together. That might have made a difference. But nowadays it's different. Yeah, in Seattle, I really like Mike McDonald in Seattle, the head coach there. He's really changed the culture there. They're a little more intellectual. They're getting Geno Smith, though, I think to me is not the totality of the quarterback that you need to win championships. Although he throws the deep ball pretty well, I just don't think they can get the job done there with him. But you know, he's going to make a change, I think, if once he realizes what he's got to work with. Arizona, like I said, you better watch out for Arizona, because their GM that's come in there now with Jonathan Gannon, they made a big difference in Kyler Murray, and he's playing top notch right now, and he had a so-so year last year with hurt, but now he's playing at full speed. So the Rams are coming back a little bit. 49ers are dissembling. So it's still up for grabs, I think. So I wouldn't count anybody out. Anybody can win it right now, but we're going to see what happens when they play head-to-head, because that will determine who's going to make the playoffs, because there's only going to be one team in the West that makes the playoffs this year.
Well, I could kick around my 49ers a little bit further, but I wanted to get into a little bit more dirt.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get in a little more dirt. What about the Cowboys and what about the Jets? What's going on with these guys?
Well, sir, I hear someone laughing in the background, but I think because, you know, it's hard to imagine that someone's wearing a sack over his head in the Texas Arlington Stadium. It just doesn't make any sense. Where's Dak Prescott? I mean, he's hurt. He's
building a new home.
I can't imagine him being out when things are tough. You know, the tough get going.
He tore his hamstring, so he's out for the season after surgery.
Well, you know, wrap it up. You know, do something. Get out there and play. You know, it's just, to me, it's a letdown. It's really bad to see in the NFL, because this is the franchise that is probably the richest franchise in all of sports. And for them to play dismally bad like that, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it comes down to arrogance with both those teams, because Jones cannot give up power. He cannot concede power to have a regular GM with different ideas. And the Jets, it's the arrogance between Aaron Rodgers getting whatever he wants and the owner coming in there, and they're trying to fight each other. I think it's just too many egos for both those teams, and that's why they're failing.
Jerry Jones says publicly that he would not change coaching mid-season. No. That is, and of course, the rumors are of Coach Prime lurking in the shadows. Vince, do you think that changing a coach mid-season can help a team turn around their season or no?
No. It's you make that decision in the off season. You don't make it during season. You have to know if this is what you want. And if not, you know, next year is another year. You're going to have to plan forward. But I think when you're talking about coaching changes, I looked at this team, the Dallas Cowboys, in preseason. I was not impressed one bit. I wasn't impressed with offense, defense, or anything. And I thought this doesn't look good. And Mike McCarthy with their staff, with Schottenheimer, they were not innovative. They are so archaic in what they're doing. They're just, it's not winning football. You got to run the football. You got to play great defense. Got to tackle people on defense. You know, bring back the fundamental aspect of the game and teach the game. I don't care if it's the NFL or it's college or high school. You have to teach these guys what's going on. And it's not being done. And that's got to change. And the only guy that can change that around right now, and both Jackie and I believe, is Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has more experience and more knowledge, and I don't care if it's releasing control. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to change things, give it to a guy like that who's won 8-7 Super Bowls. I mean, he can get it done, and he'll bring in the right people to do it.
Will he bring his 24-year-old girlfriend with him?
He'll change the culture right now.
No, she stays in Manhattan.
It's the only way to do it.
Do you think Dak Prescott's the answer to their future?
Under Bill Belichick, he would be. Not under anyone else.
I mean, he kind of has to be. He's the highest paid quarterback in the league right now.
Well, that doesn't
so you
mean
made that,
that
decision.
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah. I have people that I would choose before him.
Oh, 100%.
To run the show. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is worn out his welcome in New York?
You know, his attitude is, you know, doesn't instill the cohesiveness and camaraderie that you need to be on a football team. I mean, he did well. He's one of the great quarterbacks. We'll be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, when you go to a new franchise like that, the first thing you got to do is make friends, not make enemies. And so, you know, I mean, even with your head coach, I mean, that display on the sideline was not that didn't bode well. Forget him and the coach. What about his teammates? How do they interpret that? That's not good sign. So whatever happens there, I know they spent a lot of money with Aaron Rodgers. He's capable of bringing the team, any team, to a Super Bowl. But it takes a team effort. It takes everyone being on the right page. And they just haven't been able to put it together. Even Devontae Adams, one of the best receivers in football. I mean, they still can't do it. The connection is there, but it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They have surrounded him with people who are capable of getting it done. They've got a lot of work to do. And, you know, maybe they'll close the blinds in Dallas Stadium so that the receivers can see through the sun. I don't know. But it seems like an easy call to me. Anyway, there's a lot to be discussed here. We'll be right back with our special guest, Fitz Ferragamo, right after this message.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get, I mean, you get the idea.
And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say, champion MVP. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, it's 1983. Mets outfielder Daryl Strawberry breaks Los Angeles Dodgers' four-year stronghold on the Rookie of the Year award when he becomes the first non-Dodger to win the honor since 1978. The previous winners were Rick Sutcliffe, Steve Howe, Fernando Valenzuela, rest in peace, and Steve Sachs.
And boy, there was another a list too that, you know, Piazza won it, Karros won it, I think Mondesi won it. Yeah, they did have a stronghold on that thing. So much for the minor leagues, huh?
Yeah.
You know, today's game is much different. All the high-priced free agents coming about. I guess the Dodgers are talking to Juan Soto here of late. So we'll
remember when a bonus baby, like it was like $5,000 was considered a bonus baby. Now the Dodgers are looking to expand their payroll with Juan Soto to like $2.5 billion. You can buy an aircraft carrier for that much money.
Well, deferred payments, you know, use the money, pay for it in the long term, I guess. Anyway.
Now, Ron, how much would you be making right now if you were playing? Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'd be, I could actually, you know, request a tryout, you know, see if I mean, I could at least, I mean, I may not be able to hit 200, but I could strike out a lot.
Yeah,
well,
you hit
30
out.
Home runs, you're going to make $100 million.
Yeah. Why not? You know, it's all how they crunch the metrics these days, right?
Launch angle.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get back to a couple of other things. You know, we talked about Jared Goff being a leading candidate. You know, Joe Burrow to me is one of the premier quarterbacks too, and has a team that just can't seem to win close games. He's I think the leading passer in the National Football League in terms of yardage right now, and yet he seems to do about as much as he can, but it doesn't seem to be able to amount to wins. They're very close to reversing that record, and you know, and they're in a very tough division too with Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. What a tandem they've got! I think that's probably the best tandem currently going. But you know, they still have trouble winning ball games too. But you know that when you play John Harbaugh, you're going to have your hands full.
That team is really, I mean, they play emotionally, and they play all, they just go out to play offense and defense. And Lamar Jackson really has done a great job at quarterback since the new defensive coordinator came to be there. So it's made a huge difference in his play. Now with Derrick Henry, they can run the football. But yeah, that AFC North is tough. And Joe Burrow, oh my gosh. One of the top quarterbacks. I played ball with his dad, Jamie Burrow, at Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And we talk all the time. I went to see him when he was a young kid playing and told Jamie that, you know, he's this kid's going to be good. He's going to play. And so he went on to, you know, transferred from Ohio State, went to LSU, then became the number one guy there, then drafted, and super, super, super good kid. The guy plays. He can play. He's probably one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, in my mind.
Yeah.
Probably, if not, right up to the top. So, but he's been getting hit a lot. And, you know, you look at his play, and he still keeps coming back. And he's kind of a slender build. He's not a huge guy. He's not a Josh Allen. But
right. He
bounces back, and he's a fighter. He's a competitor. He's kind of like Patrick Mahomes, same kind of guy. And when they play each other, watch out. The Bengals are usually prevail in most of those matchups. But, you know, this is a team that I like to watch play. And I'm not the only one. As a viewer, as a static NFL fan, I think you'd love to watch the Bengals play. But they just, you know, for one reason or another, just haven't been able to given up too many points, you know, to win games. But offensively, yes, him and Ja'Marr Chase, that you don't see that connection. I mean, that's a connection that happened in college, and now it's happened in the pros. There's something to be said about that.
You know, we've got the Harbaugh Bowl coming up here pretty soon. We got the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, who's done, you know, a pretty remarkable job, I think, at this point.
Jim and John, that's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, and that's right over at SoFi. coming up. What is it? Next Monday?
I think
Monday?
That's Monday.
Yeah. So, I'm anxious to see how that's going to go. You know, the Chargers, I think their defense has probably been, you know, one of their strong suits in the course of the beginning of the year. And, you know, they're doing just enough offensively. I do like Herbert. I've always liked him when he was even at Oregon. They've got a – it's not spectacular, but it's a winning combination.
How about those Oregon quarterbacks? You
know? Yes, sir.
Justin Herbert and Bo Nix. I mean, I like them both. Yeah. I like them both. And I thought Bo Nix was top guy. I was a little surprised. Jaden Daniels, I had him high up on my list as well. But Bo Nix is first quarterback in the history, rookie quarterback, to throw four touchdowns, no interceptions, 75% of his passes or more. He completed 82% of his passes and threw for over 300 yards. I mean, it's never been done before. But yeah. He's with the right coach, Sean Payton, so that's going to be good. But, you know, Justin Herbert is playing as good as you can play as a quarterback. Whatever you ask him to do, he can do.
Yeah.
And that matchup with John Harbaugh. But I've always told Jackie, the toughest offense to stop in the NFL are the Baltimore Ravens. They are the toughest offense for a defense to defend. But Lamar Jackson, especially now, what he can do in the backfield, you know, direct runs, throws from the pocket, looks to throw first. If he has to run, he'll run. He can lead the team in rushing. He can do it all, and he's durable. So that's a tough team. And now with Derrick Henry, if they run the football, and that's what they're going to try to do, you know, because Greg Roman, he's from that thread of coaches with John Harbaugh. Now he's coaching with his brother, Jim. And so we'll see what happens, but it should be a good matchup.
Yeah. So we're heading down the second half of the season, and right now, who are the teams that you feel like are the best out there right now?
Well, you mentioned in the NFC, I think Detroit is right up there. Philadelphia, Washington will probably represent the East, and you know, I think it's probably between those two divisions, and I think in the AFC, I think it's going to be, you know, Buffalo's going to be at the top of that list. Josh Allen, they're the most together team I've seen out there, and they're going to be tough to deal with. The Chiefs obviously will be there. They will be the team to beat. I don't know. Houston might make a splash. They will come in, but Pittsburgh, and then you got Pittsburgh, whose defense is probably second to none in the NFL right now. Them and the Chiefs, they play so well on defense. I mean, JT Watt is unbelievable. The pressure, he's relentless. He keeps coming, and that's a team that you don't want to play as a quarterback. You don't want to play Pittsburgh. So he can be disruptive. Watch out for Mike Tomlin, because they are loyal. That's a loyal franchise, and that team will do something, especially if Russell Wilson can get hot.
Where does Detroit fit in on that?
Detroit is right up at the top. Dan Campbell is going to have to be careful in his decision-making down the stretch. If anything will hurt that team, that's the only thing holding him back to be in the Super Bowl. If he goes forward on fourth down and five, he's going to fail.
Yeah, how about those metrics today? I mean,
I don't care. Uh-huh. Analytics.
Oh, my God. That must drive you guys nuts talking about
that. Hey, ask Dave Roberts what he thinks of metrics. I mean, analytics. I mean, he went away from it, didn't he, Ron, when he walked out to the mound? The guy point blank. What do you think? Can you get this guy out?
That is definitely old school. You know,
that's but, cool, man. I like that.
Dusty Baker did that when he was managing the Astros, when they have him come back after that debacle that took place.
It's called cheating.
And, it's called cheating. Is right. he walked out and checked on Zach Greinke, and he asked him old school. He said, can you get through this? And he said he could, and he walked away. And of course the broadcasters are going absolutely bananas, saying, oh my God, he's going against the metrics. They ought to bring in the left-hander right here. They ought to be out of this. I don't know how is he going to deal with this? And Zach gets him out. And, you know, I'm coming out of my chair saying great. And there are times where, you know, you have to go on your experience and what you see in the moment. It can't always be related to numbers.
Right. Anyone can coach that way, I think, can manage that way. If you just look at analytics and just take a book with you and just go by the, you know, by the percentages and what it says there. I mean, I think people relate more to the to the intuition of the coaches and what they offer to the teammate, you know, more so than just going with analytics. You know, got to go with what your gut feel is.
I don't think
Vince Lombardi could have operated that way. No way.
No, Vince would have done what he wanted to, right?
That way.
He would have done what he wanted to. Exactly. You know, we've had an ongoing conversation for weeks now about the kickers in the NFL today. These guys are bombs away from 50 yards out, not even a second thought about it, and they are so accurate. According to the latest statistics that I pulled up, kickers are making field goals, all field goals, at a rate of 91%.
Wow.
I found that to be absolutely mind-boggling. And there's something in the neighborhood of 74% from 50 yards out. I don't think I've ever seen a greater core of football kickers in my entire life.
That doesn't apply to the San Francisco 49ers.
No, it does not. It does not. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Three in a row. I mean, come
shots
on.
Shots fired.
Hey, you know, they had chance to win with field goals.
And then like you said, special teams.
And how about the Cincinnati kicker?
Yeah, the Bengals, Evan McPherson.
Same category.
Yeah.
But, you know, Justin Tucker, he's one of the best kickers of all time. I mean, he still can kick them. But, you know, he'll miss a kick. But people said, oh, well, he missed one.
He missed
one out of 100.
Yeah, he did. He missed two last week. But I got to tell you.
But, you know, I'll tell you what. The best player on the Dallas Cowboys right now is their kicker. I like that kicker.
Yeah, he's a guy he's good from 50 yards out, too.
Yeah, Aubrey will hit 50 yarders on the regular.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're winding.
He can hit 60 yarders, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, who knows? Where do you think the – well, I don't know. That's not a fair question. But you know.
Well, Pittsburgh won last week, Ron. They won with 6 field goals.
That's right.
They didn't even score a touchdown.
That's right.
So I mean, that's how important special teams
absolutely
is. And Danny Smith is the reason why Pittsburgh is doing so well. We just talked to Garrett Guimont back there, who coached with the Rams, as a trainer, and he's very close to that team. And Mike Tomlin and him have been friends for years, and he loves this guy. The guys love playing. And you know, that's the thing about a coach. You love playing for Tommy Lasorda, right, Ron? I mean, this is the guy you play for. I think it's important.
Oh, I definitely think the relationship between the players and the coaches, the manager, you know, whatever it is extremely important. Yeah. All right. We're starting to wind down, Vinny. I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. Great analysis, great feedback on all the stuff that we spoke about today. Thanks so much for being our guest. Continued success. And you know, maybe I'll see you out in Woodland Hills one of these days, going to one of the workouts at the Ram camp.
I'll see you at the Dodger Stadium or something.
Yeah, either that or we can hook up on a podcast.
Or see you
on
Point Live with Benson Jackie. How's that?
I'm available.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Benny. Thanks so much for your help.
We'll see you, Corey. We'll see you, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be right back. We'll see you about that right after this. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more.
Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to wrap things up here. We got a couple minutes before we break for the holidays and Thanksgiving, and be back next week. But the Oregon Ducks, the number one ranked team in college football, went to Madison, Wisconsin. And if you remember, I had mentioned that I believe Oregon would win this game, but I felt like it would be a tougher game. And the reason why is because you are now winding down the Big Ten. This is the game that they can clinch an automatic spot to be in that championship game and also preserve possibly the number one seed, at least at this point in time, for the 12-team playoff. And they have one game remaining coming up against Washington. And that is a rivalry game, and it is in Oregon. So I believe that the fact that Washington has had a – they're going to finish the season 500, I believe. They've struggled with having nobody on offensive their offensive team return as a letterman. So, yeah, I think Oregon's probably going to win this game without question and move into that top spot. And, you know, it's you've got another very tough game in the Big Ten with Indiana and Ohio State coming up, and that will decide who is going to play Oregon.
Yeah, Indiana, of course, undefeated, tremendous season. Ohio State, like you said, playoff bound as well, number two. Yeah. Texas is doing great as well, number three. And we see, I believe, Boise State has moved up to number five. And so it should be interesting to see how we end up on New Year's Day.
Yeah, the rankings, as you may or may not know, do not determine the seeding for the playoffs. And if it did, you've got the Big Ten, number one Oregon, number two Ohio State, number four Penn State, number five Indiana. They're all from the Big Ten. Texas is the one that's in the middle, and Boise State, because of the loss to BYU. BYU went down. They had an undefeated season hanging in the wings, and they lost to Kansas, a game that was earmarked for a possible upset. So there's still lots of interesting things coming up with college football, and we hope that you're all getting excited about that as well as we are.
Now, you know what's a fantastic pastime after you've eaten a lot of turkey is to enjoy some nice reading. And so make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on Ron's website, theronsayshow.com.
Thank you so much. And we also have a menu and a listing of all of our podcast show and guests. So we hope that you take a look at that as well. So we're going to say goodbye for this weekend, and we're going to say we hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will see you next week.